Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
I was looking for my D12 and I couldn't find it, so I was like,
30.
30?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
20.
Okay. Alright, Alec. You're pretty sure that that little secret compartment that holds a spellbook isn't a secret compartment, more like a hole in the wall that was put there.
As in, someone planted the secret compartment?
No way.
Hole there?
Now, of course, there's no spellbook there. The area where he put a little baggie there, but it's, of course, empty. The black onyx are right out in the open. You'll see that there's a area that's been mocked up to be the little shrine. It's a shrine that has so many stereotypical...
necromantic items.
It's even got the little curved dagger thing that's never actually used.
So I get the feeling, since I've actually fought some real necromancers, I'm just kind of sitting here going, like...
You know what's
really?
This kind of was our handiwork when we set up the fake brotherhood.
Yeah.
Hey, Black Hans, just put this out in the open over here.
No, we put it in their box. We put in their cargo.
Yeah.
That was slightly hidden.
Okay. Well, this was a plant.
Yeah. Okay.
Poor soul. Maybe. I don't know. Could have been a bad guy.
How many days old is this now?
Let's see, this happened just as you guys were leaving to go leave the wall, so about six,
a
7 weeks now.
And a half, wow. Okay. Well, we need to go out and figure this all out. Ricardo, do you think you feel lucky about finding information about who did this? Who'd been around these parts that's not normal?
Who did this? Who did this?
Yes.
Because I'm going to do research into the guy who was actually killed, find out if he had any enemies or what's going on with that. If you want to research to see if there's any odd faces that were around these parts a month and a half ago.
So you gather information?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're splitting the labor so we don't have to do twice the work.
I will help.
Senator lies through teeth.
I
this is
assist.
Copper District, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I rolled a 7 and that's what I get.
23. 23? Oh, is it easy 25 or 26?
It's 25.
Yes!
Oh, Ricardo! Weren't you the one that was up there?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I saw someone jump out the window and, you know, big, thick cloak billowing all over the place.
Well, there's plenty of people who could wear a cloak.
Whoa.
I don't have a monopoly on cloak wearing.
Okay.
I'm sure. Right here.
I'd say, don't do it in a way of saying we didn't do it, but just kind of see what people see. Tell them it's a test.
Okay, so you did fail, but that's one of the tidbits that you get.
Okay.
It was a big, heavily cloaked person.
I made 3 successes.
One person.
There we go.
Just one?
They only ever saw one.
I had a
succeed. Who got convicted in the smuggling ring?
Smuggling ring number C. That's right, number C.
So it was just one of his little offshoots.
Yeah, my dad even got related to the captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably how they got caught. The captain guy went, "Hey, look what's over here!" Bust open. Oh, look, the guard's walking by. I did not plan it.
No, it was a undercover guard.
36 on that one.
And did you like the senator?
Media sponge. Yeah, I like that one.
You need 3.
5, 6, 7.
This is why I let him do it. He doesn't have to sleep.
I've gone home already. I stopped looking with you.
8 hours.
It appears that he had fallen down 3 flights of stairs in the home and died from the physical trauma.
You need to roll a 10 or higher.
Cremation.
Wait, Ryan, are you adding the +4 from gold?
No.
If you use gold in combination, you add the +4.
But so far, he's spent 8d6 copper.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start using gold.
Well, hold on, let me ding your copper then.
Yes,
of gold 3d6 for gold for me.
I've been that trash like this in over 10 years!
Let's see, that's 18, 21.
Hey, the
25.
This guardsman has 30, a real name.
33 copper! That's 3 silver, 3 copper.
Copper district, or Devon Valley with us. Would you roll 3 gold for me?
So, Andre.
That's 13.
Is it just the senators that they change the names on?
What do you mean change the names on?
Is that their names?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I have a cast of over 100 senators that aren't really important.
Yeah, I love their names.
Nestor was the one who lived in Dead End Valley,
yes,
right?
Okay. That's the one who lived in Dead End
Valley. So now I need
he no longer lived there.
Yeah, I know.
He left when you early on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When you guys were starting gang wars on Dead End Alley.
I needed 3, right? That's as much as I can get. Yeah. I can't get anything more than that.
2 additional ones will net you 2 additional facts. Yes. Okay, so 13 hours, so well into the night.
Actually, it's into the morning.
You know, by this time I'm at home and I'm explaining my plan to James.
How'd you roll all that?
That's 5.
Okay. Sorry.
17.
That's a lot.
All this for a skeletal ball? Do you even know how to train a ball?
Yeah, it's called rebuke.
Like you're at home sounding right now.
Are you going
to
spend a standard action every day of your life?
No. Every 6 seconds for the rest of your life?
No.
Literally,
so you're just
going to
leave it there in the front yard when you want
to
pet it? You're going to summon it over?
No, I just thought
you want to be half of your life, the rest of your life going...
You have to hold aloft your whole reasonable time.
Eventually,
go take a poo.
Oh, it's getting at me.
Hey, I think it'd be awesome to have a great deal of land full of undead skeletons. It'd be awesome.
We're gonna have to move to the surface. Alright.
Hey, I'm up for that too.
The first fact that you get that is the fact that the only person ever seen was you. The second was this guy was a fairly wealthy merchant who was actually who actually owned some decent property in Copper District. Third fact was that someone had been harassing him for a while, and then he was conveniently found to be a necromancer. Of course, you think you know a person. Sort of like, you know, in the 1950s when you accuse someone of being a communist, everyone suddenly goes, "Oh, obviously he was a communist. He didn't invite me to the barbecue."
Or if you say, "Witch!"
Yeah.
A bit further back.
Yeah, further back.
The extra chance you get is, since his death, The gut-ripping face smashers have bought his property, and the last tidbit you get is that there have been a few other necromancers found recently. All new shopkeepers.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what was attacking me.
Is there a pattern?
No, they just seem to all be fairly decent. They seem to be fairly successful Copper District merchants.
Tana's on that list. I'm not lie, they're going to sneak attack Tana. Dude, did you just stab my heart? You're alive? You just stabbed me in the heart.
No. Steven, what you fail to realize is they cooked a grawler with a ballista. They don't stab her.
So, aiming the thing?
She's asleep. You got 4 hours. Meditating. The problem is, well, I guess she is in the engineer's college. It's not that hard to get a ballista. You don't have to smuggle it in. Just look on the
hall. Can I borrow that? Boom!
Ow!
She's shit, reload! Reload!
It's a 4d6. It's only like 4d6.
She's just pinned to the wall. Ugh. Oh, I can't pull it out! Reload faster!
Rage.
Oh, run! Wait, get she four puts in the crown on.
No, she wouldn't do that in the new
not in the engineering college.
Alright, well, do I get anything with three researching him and his enemies?
Alright. Him, he is generally known as a not friendly person. He was definitely a businessman and put money before friends.
Okay.
Second of all, he was, you will overlap with Ryan, and you'll get that he was being harassed, but of course he had been harassed for a long time because no one likes him.
Anyone in particular, though?
Not really. Okay. Third, actually a group of, well, I guess this is it. There was a small gang. Mm-hmm. Of about 13 to 14 from, that was just a neighborhood gang type of group that was the primary group that was harassing him. They had thrown bricks through his window and whatnot. They even robbed him a couple times.
Would I find anything more with others?
No.
Alright. Well then, I'm going to go do some research on that group then, while he's out for 17 hours. Because I've spent an hour and a half.
Can you tell me about it? Oh, weren't you there? Yeah. Yeah, totally. I just want to hear what the news said.
I was curious. I failed one, so I need four.
Alec is so bored. I'm sorry, guys. Apparently this game sucks.
Oh, right. No. It's not you. It's
10.
My back hurts from sitting on a seat without a chair, so standing up a little bit.
They're known as the South Street Kings.
Next.
Saints Row.
That they're led by Timothy King. He's been he just got out of crime for petty theft. Got out of prison. He served a 6-week term or tour.
That was tough.
And
I don't know, in our prison
he has gathered up the youth of the neighborhood, and that is his gang.
Oh, so they're a bunch of teenagers?
Would any of them fit the personality type that would do this?
Not on purpose.
Not really? Not a lot of these are hardened criminals, but you have to understand this is Copper District.
Yeah.
You can't hit... It is possible to have to kill to survive.
But would they think it out far enough to be able to plant necromantic stuff?
There's 13 of them. The oldest one is about 18.
So they're possible. Can I find any of them?
Oh, yeah, sure. They're hanging out on South Street.
I walk down the street towards them.
Yeah.
See if they recognize you.
What you doing on King Tuff?
Dumbass.
Are all these guys human?
No. Some of them are half-elves.
Oh, okay.
Half-orcs.
Well, I'm here asking some questions.
Who do you think you want to ask the king some questions?
I look down at my weapons.
You mean intimidate.
You got a 13!
He flashes his short sword.
So my plus four longsword here has a little something against you. I actually do crack a smile at that. Alright.
I serve time, you know. Yeah, all the guys are like, yeah.
Oh, I guess you found Timmy.
So I take it you're Tim King.
Yeah, I'm the king.
You can always beat the shit up and then now.
You can grab me, I'll help beat up the shit up.
I'm tempted. I actually do, I'm pausing here for a moment going, well, sir.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
What do you know about necromancers?
They're bad stuff.
Well, I've heard of several popping up around town, and I find it kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
I understand that you've been harassing them.
Go talk to the night guard.
I hear you've been harassing several of them just before they get caught.
Huh? We ain't harassing necromancers. You're harassing one dick because he was a dick.
Any reason why you're harassing him?
He's a dick.
There's nothing in it that you wanted?
Oh, well, cracked his cash register a couple times. Yeah. Got a massive haul. 30 gold from that.
I got a 20 on
Live like kings.
I got a 20 on sense mode to see if there's anything else.
You sent so much bravado, this burns.
You beat the shit out of him, just walk away.
So, you're admitting to the fact that you broke into a poor man's shop, stole his stuff, and left.
He ain't poor. Are you kidding me? Dude, I hear he was able to afford a spyglass.
How much is a spyglass?
1,000 gold.
1,000. I could afford 20 of those.
Timmy, how would you feel about doing
No one calls me Timmy but my sister and mom.
You ain't either. Timmy, you can need to
call her daddy.
What? Fuck you. I'm a badass.
How about this? We have a little one-on-one here.
What level is he? Like, 3?
Alright, fine. I'll fuck you up right here in front of my boys. Yeah.
How about this? And after I put you down, you guys assist me with a little project.
Yeah, fuck you. You're gonna die.
They agreed.
I'm gonna pull out my sap and dagger. I'm gonna sit there and go, alright, Timmy.
Roll initiative.
To be nice for you, I'm not gonna beat the crap out of you yet.
Just use fists.
Yeah, just use your fists.
Ah, sure, why not?
No. See what you gotta do.
I got a 24 on initiative.
Have you seen Sherlock Holmes under here?
No. Oh, you have to. It's beautiful.
You find some big tough guy and you're just like...
How many hit points does little Timmy have?
Let's see.
I assume Timmy's a human.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's see. 6 plus 3 plus 6. So he's got 15 whole hit points.
What's his AC?
16.
See, we need to let him hit you. We'll try to hit you a couple times.
Well, if he's using his fist, he gets attack opportunities on him.
Yeah. I'll walk over to him and just kind of the...
You'll give him the first turn. He'll attempt to shank you with a short sword. He'll miss.
Wait, actually, I want to see how many hits it would take me to put him down, so...
Come on, try one.
Yeah, I hit.
Come on.
Let's see,
you get your human bonuses.
Yeah. So... 2, 5, so 12 with the first slap.
Did you actually miss?
Oh my gosh, I did. So let's see. Miss, and... yeah, he's down.
Yep.
Holy shit, goddammit! Man, you're a badass!
So, gentlemen.
Are you gonna be king now?
You're gonna work on the
head on Timmy's body.
Congratulations, you just went and beat up a dead man.
I put a foot on Tim's unconscious body. I need you to go around and ask some questions, if you wouldn't mind.
sure, what the fuck you want, man?
There have been some people who have been accused of being necromancers, and they have gone missing.
Well,
I want to find out if there's any common enemy between all of them.
Night Guard?
Besides the Night Guard. If somebody's been harassing them before that.
Brotherhood?
Go.
All right, I'm out of here, man. Fuck.
All these guys are stupid.
They're gang members.
Does the dead guard, well, dead shopkeeper, have any living relatives?
Yeah, he's got a few.
I'll take whatever Timmy has on him and go drop by his family. It's like, this came from the kid who robbed so-and-so's place.
Oh, thank you.
Place.
You're so kind.
And then I'll drop Timmy on their doors and be like, turn him in if you want. He's not worth my time. Walk away. I'll hang out on Copper a little bit, see those guys actually come back and report anything.
Yeah, they actually do after 1 hour.
Nice.
They're like, oh shit, I'm going to preach shit.
They kind of talk to each other and they're kind of like, alright man, yeah, we got something.
What do you got?
All of them are, you know, their land's getting bought up.
By who?
Gut ripping face smashers?
Isn't that a platinum house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The orc house.
The orcs, the deal in security and fine art.
Alright. Well, gentlemen.
I didn't buy up their land.
Do you guys actually have a legit job? Or just standing on a street corner looking like sissies?
I wash dishes.
You should totally recruit them, Steven.
Good. All of you show up at this address, going to Coliseum tomorrow morning, talk to a tiefling there about getting an actual job. Wait, be productive.
Isn't that where, you know, like some of the Thieves Guild is? Holy shit, man, that's fucking awesome. You with the guild? That's fucking awesome.
Don't make me hurt you.
All right, man, all right.
No, Steven. You should have me beat the crap out of them.
Alright, hazing!
If you were running your security company, I would have totally had them go report to you to be assigned to do something. But I don't think you want a bunch of gangbangers going to jump, man, I'm here to work!
My characters are notorious for the hate of gangbangers. Because I can't stand them in real life.
You would help them repent of their past sins.
Considering Steven's a fine one to talk about this.
Hey! He's learning what the meaning of the word.
Actually, he might be, considering he is the most person who has to deal with it the most directly.
Okay, so to buy a house in silver and then have a house down on the surface.
For your giant cow. Okay.
Yes. I will have herd animals.
I will try to find I'll wait until the morning for Ricardo to contact me, because frankly, at this point,
I don't know. You finally crawl back with the sun rising.
For the second
you
day.
Hate people. After 17 hours of talking with people,
everyone's just like, "Weren't you there? Weren't you there?" No, away. You're not useful.
Now you know why I gave you that.
That's why it took 17 hours. And then you have to go sit like on a rooftop for an hour.
Some goblin walks by, man, you want a hit of this? Won't do anything for me anyways. Go away.
Brian, I just realized something. Most of your senses are gone again.
That's true.
Did you get the... Oh, yeah, because the rod's gone.
Yeah, the rod's gone.
Down in their basement.
It's actually kind of sad. You're like, I wish you didn't have to taste this.
Actually, the rod is in your inventory.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have it.
So you're
now.
Carrying it around instead.
You grabbed it?
Yeah, we've got
all your stuff. It's a magic item that does greater turning at some sort of time. Keep it in a bag of holding.
maybe leave it hidden somewhere?
Okay.
It could be useful.
I guess I'll give it to you.
Oh, you know what I could do if you really want me to? I could use Magic Device on it if you really want me to.
No.
You can, as long as I'm way over there.
Here's what I do. I wait until he's not paying attention, grab it, and shove it up inside
him. What?
To help keep you on the path of good.
I'm curious. The thing would have gone off if someone tampered with it, but since it was disintegrated, and then we handled it...
It didn't go off.
So did they realize he died? Is that why it didn't go off? So now they think they're dead, and it's just kind of around. So they see him again, he's holding his hand.
I was implanted.
Does he think it happened for like a week?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're still watching.
So by the way,
at times I'm walking in a straight turn and go.
Oh wait, that's why your ears still radiated faint divination.
By the way,
what is it? He's crying in your ears.
By the way. Greater for most of the time, I have non-detection on me every day.
Yeah. What it does is basically, if you succeed on it, be dead.
It gives me a greater spell resistance.
Yeah. Normally, if a good person, like, you know, holds up his holy symbol, or a good cleric against an undead, they go, oh, and run away.
Or
if you're that much higher level than them, or you have greater turning, you go, boom, and they go,
and die.
In those sounds?
Yes. Well, it depends what god you have.
Shazam!
If you had Jasmine as your god,
they would add
some bad weed. Spun out! Okay, so what are you guys doing at this point?
Well, I'm waiting for him to report.
So they're planning on my baby. Well, in the morning, yes, after you, once you wake up, I knock on your door.
Hey! Come on in, we got breakfast. Pancakes?
Sure.
Okay,
I'm always hungry.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yes, we're always glad
Hello.
To have
guests. Nice to see you again. I guess.
We're glad to have guests.
I'm in a good mood. He walks away confused.
I'll be making the pancakes this morning.
Okay. She goes and sits in a corner, kind of like...
Did she start drawing pictures of suns
I'll explain
and happy
to you
people
what I learned over us making the pancakes. I will assist.
Is it craft food?
It's survival, isn't it?
What is it? What is it to cook?
I thought it was survival.
It's actually a profession.
Oh. Yeah. Technically, I can't do it, but I'll make a straight wisdom check. I got 14 on cooking pancakes.
I assisted.
No, Steve, it's professions you can do.
Oh.
You
can't do that.
You see, she's trying to smile, and it's just like...
I'll go over and give her her pancakes.
She gets the evil smile.
So, from what I learned... Oh, by the way, I beat up Timmy. It was rather amusing. I slapped him in the face.
I take
twice.
Those are the ones that were harassing this guy.
Yeah. I have my own little gang now.
Oh, now I understand why the Brotherhood is no longer in your guys' league by any stretch of the imagination.
They actually send a group of people to go take care of them. I just like
they send like, you know, three or four guys just to make sure they get it. But still, it's just the
he was actually
a Sam walks out and goes.
By the way, I would have hit him with the second slap, so I didn't miss.
And what's sad is I think anyone in the group could do that, even Tyler.
Yeah.
I would kill the person.
Yes.
Alternatively, I could be like, walk up to him. Your hit points are not mine.
I just go like, whack.
So, yeah, I'm tempted on saying the Platinum House is behind all this. That's only according to my professional opinion, though.
Well, that's what I was led to also. That they were buying up all the land.
So, we need to somehow figure out who else is on that list. And there was no common traits between all of them, just besides they're all merchants?
They're all successful merchants in copper, is what I got.
Well, I know a successful merchant in copper. So do you.
I know lots of successful merchants in copper.
One that's in the group.
Yeah. Am I technically a successful merchant?
You just started.
You've succeeded for 6 weeks.
Yeah, we have.
Do you like my flair?
You're in a nice location, though.
Yes, you are.
You know, I really have to... I got this new button today!
Wait. You didn't... Have you actually
what?
Informed any of us?
About we rolled I up, got a new button today!
He rolled up the character traits for his MOOC. And
well,
it was
we
like
need to figure out...
flamboyant clothing.
And he's an individualist.
And he's an
okay.
He's individualist.
So here's my list of ideas. Find out all the list of other merchants in copper that aren't already dead. Figure out who among them is successful. Try to figure out if any of the more successful people have not yet been targeted, i.e. they haven't been being harassed lately. Do background research on all of these guys, see what their connection is, and figure out what the connection between all their property values are.
Why don't we just find out where they all operated, like, specifically, and then go to the Gut Rip Your Face Smashers and maybe... see what we can find there.
Well, the last time we snuck onto a platinum house,
we succeeded awesomely.
Yes.
So
yes.
We should do that again.
But we didn't really get
He's
too
smiling.
Many records.
He wants us to.
Not tonight, we're not going to.
Yeah. Well, no, not tonight.
What? We got records.
I think I'm
We're blackmailing right. those guys now.
True.
You think you're what?
Hmm. Head to bed.
Yeah. I'm about there too, actually.
Well, I still want to make the list of all the other merchants in copper.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
You send Mooks to go do that.
Yeah. I look at... I need to rename the kings.
Alright. So this is a fairly safe place to call it, with you plotting on how to move your cow.
Oh.
Sorry, bull.
I did lie to you. One member of the group is aware I own a shop.
Who?
Because I rent space from her.
Anywho.
I live in that same area.
This
so
is
I
where we...
No, nope. She's in disguise when she goes in the shop.
Interesting.
This is where we're calling Gabe.
Things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.